This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you, Art. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Good evening, ENN Tonight, sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
People tell me things.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
Budweiser nips over at Gypsy Pond behind Clixie's.
That's so love, bro.
Oh, very much could have been a Spiro Didis video.
Okay. I heard the Michael K. Show Christmas party. They're considering Clixie's.
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
Don't mock it. Later
out.
In his life, following doctor appointments, I would take my dad to Clixie's because he loved their hamburgers. So don't mock Clixie's.
I love
very important. Now, did I drink behind Clixie's at Gypsy Pond without his knowledge when I was 16? Yes.
Is Gypsy Pond still there?
I mean, I'm not, you know, that eco-friendly to know, like, the surviving.
Is that a pond? An actual pond?
It was an actual pond. There was woods, and in the woods there was a pond.
That's where Legionnaire's disease began.
Actually had a rope swing and everything.
A rope
swing? Back there.
Really?
Sure.
Well, you lived a real Huckleberry Finn life, didn't you?
There were aspects of it.
It's the nudes are back.
That were
I had
very
in the IHOP.
Huck finish, if you will.
Yeah, a little Tom Sawyer.
I can't
Sawyer.
Read. But I'd have the parachute pants and put all the the Budweiser nips in there. And then once in a while,
over Gypsy Pond,
the police would raid the Gypsy Pond.
So didn't your parents notice the stink of beer on your breath when you came stumbling in?
No, because I disguised it with a mint.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
it just took one mint.
That's all, at least
right.
as far as I was concerned.
They were real detectives.
We were all
they?
Very responsible. It was all very safe. And then every once in a while,
shot of a Gypsy Pond.
Or a pond. The police would sometimes have a sweep.
They would
confiscate the beer and then make requests for the next time.
It's
so obviously they didn't throw the beer out.
Oh, they would say, hey guys,
and make it light next time.
Because they knew they were keeping the beer and drinking it.
I would think it went to a good cause.
Well, now he's disparaging the men and women of the police department of Hawthorne.
No, I don't think. I think we were. That was technically Wyckoff.
Yeah,
please go on. This is boring.
No, what do you mean? Why is it boring, Michael? Because you did nothing with your childhood. You didn't learn anything. You didn't experiment with things. You just followed the rules until you became like a nerd.
I never experimented.
How come I know about your snorkel jacket? Do you think all those stories of your childhood were make me spring off my seat with excitement? No, but we tolerated them because you're Michael.
Not on the air. I'm talking about the snorkel jacket on the air.
You don't think that you didn't talk about the snorkel jacket
on
the air?
Run it up the poll. What would you rather talk about, sports or Don's stories of Clixie's?
Yesterday we had the unedited version of the History of Sports Phone. Again, a show killer, and now Clixie Pond.
It was Clixie's Pond. Not what you just said.
From here to eternity.
And it seems like all of these drag down the show moments are things that Michael brings up.
But then they go out of control. I don't mean them to go.
Maybe control the show then. Why don't you do a better job?
See, now
you get paid double, sometimes triple, depending on who you're talking to. Sometimes 10 times more, really depending on who you talk to. And your name of the show's there. Take some responsibility for yourself.
Get your hand out of my pocket. Rooting around in there.
I don't have to root too far around.
The money's sticking out of the pockets. Let's be honest.
It's falling out.
Mm-hmm. So,
I love to touch money.
That's correct. A lot of conversation continuing about the Houston Astros.
Why?
Because they supposedly were cheating in
2017.
Did you notice Alex Rodriguez complimented my question and proceeded not to answer?
Which question?
Where I said, is it, we got robbed, or I've got to do a better job to make sure it doesn't happen? He said, great question, and then talked about how the Astros were wrong and should be punished. So I'll ask you, Michael, if you're the Yankees in 2017, do you go, we were robbed of the championship. Or you know what? We should have done a better job of making sure that we weren't taken advantage of. Or any of the teams that they beat in 2017.
It's a
else.
Tough call because you go into it and you're thinking that you're playing on level ground. And you're right, but you should be able, like Danny Farquhar did, you have to pick it up. You hear the bang. You know, they talked about the whistles last year. They thought that the Astros were whistling unnecessarily from the dugout and that they had the sign. So they did correct it then. Roger Clemens was so ahead of his time. He would have the catcher give multiple signs with no one on base. This is before any of this stuff was thought of. And he would actually call the game himself by touching parts of his uniform. He was paranoid about anybody knowing what pitch he was throwing. But it's amazing. He could have said, I'm throwing the slider. They wouldn't have been.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have mattered anyway. But not everybody's that great. And getting back to the video from yesterday with the White Sox and the Astros, that building was practically empty. So did that make it easier for Farquhar to realize something was going on? Because I'm sure the banging was as clear as day. Would it have sounded that way in game 6 or 7 of the league championship series in 2017 when the building was probably up for grabs?
Here was the sound for changeup. Slider. And lastly, just straight fastball.
Oh,
that one's more complicated.
And here, change up.
Bang, bang!
Oh, that's right. Well, the GM of the Astros, Jeff Lunau.
Oh, look, you pronounced it correctly.
I had to do some
I would have bet against that.
Jeff Lunho. that almost happened. He was asked about the situation, said he doesn't want to speculate.
Heard what you all have heard, which is allegations. This wasn't the first one I'd heard, and it's not the first one you all have heard. But like I said, I think the best course of action is not to speculate right now. We're gonna look into it in cooperation with MLB, and we'll find out what there is.
Could a GM not know? Is it believable that a GM doesn't know?
No, not in today's baseball. The Why? GM is the boss.
I was going to say, though, yeah, I guess you're right in this version of baseball.
I know there's no other way to answer the question, but it's so disingenuous. It really is.
Yes.
Really? We have to do an investigation? Well, you call up A.J. Hinch. Hey, this stuff happened?
Or you know yourself.
It's not a long-term investigation.
Wait a minute. I'm not a fan of what is he going to say, but really, what is he going to say?
No, I just said there's nothing else you could say.
Yeah,
it's disingenuous.
We did it.
Yeah, because you can't say he did it because then he'd get in trouble.
Well,
and if he flat out denies it, then he's going to get killed when they get exposed later on. Remember, the Astros didn't believe the whole story during the World Series, and everybody jumped them. So they've got to do their due diligence, right? So they're going to claim not innocence, but hey, we're going to investigate. We're going to check it out. Plus, this works with college sports, too. Do the self-investigation. That maybe makes the sentence that baseball gives you lighter. Like, hey, we're looking into it.
But they tried this act with the assistant GM, and he didn't get fired till Major League Baseball started asking questions. So this all falls on Major League Baseball. Asking the Astros to investigate and indict themselves, it's not going to happen. Major League Baseball is going to have to go in. I'm sure this is the last thing they want to do. And they're going to have to interview guys like Mike Fiers. And they got to interview a lot of people and people on the Astros. But you got a guy like Carlos Beltran, who's widely respected, saying it didn't happen. So somebody's not telling the truth.
Well, they're going to become the New England Patriots of Major League Baseball. Because they are so hated right now because of how good they are and all the controversies that anytime they do something well, it's they're cheaters. The only difference is we don't have to deal with them the way we have to deal with Patriot fans, where they all come to the defense. I don't know an Astro fan to come to the defense of them, but otherwise that's what they're going to become.
The guy John Boy, who does such an unbelievable job on Twitter, JOMBOY, breaks down these videos. He keeps finding more instances
of
the banging.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
That's his job. He makes a lot of money doing
that. He does?
Yeah.
Where does he work?
That's his job. John Boy Media.
Oh, he does it himself.
He created an empire.
It's an empire.
Yeah.
How many followers he has?
How many followers?
He's got a lot.
Like 150,000.
That's enough for an empire. We're going full empire.
Yes.
I'm telling you he's making money off this. This is his job.
Andrew, you know more about this than I do. Do you believe that this John Boy has an empire?
Empire is strong, but I will say he's a great follow on Twitter.
Really? Fantastic follow. Really. In the incarcerated Bob category of random people who are good follows on Twitter with information?
Very different, but both good in their own
way. I will tell you this. He has created a cottage industry for himself. Everybody in baseball follows him.
Wow.
How about I put it this way?
He's the one who started the Savages in the Box because he somehow pairs the audio.
Oh, he did that.
And
he got that, too?
He's an unbelievable lip reader, so he can tell you exactly what they're saying. I used to do interviews with the kid when he had a podcast. He's in his 20s, but
that's
he's really bright.
Probably the best unverified Twitter follow.
Yeah, he should be verified. Where's the blue check for this guy?
Now, that's not right. There are blue checks with people who have not. They're nobody.
Yeah, yeah. Ding dongs.
I think something just happened. The top four in college football. Anyone?
All right. You're going to go with
Lisu.
Number one is LSU.
That's I call him Lisu.
Yeah.
Number two is Clemson.
Nope.
Three is Clemson.
Yep. Number two
is Ohio State. The Ohio State.
OSU.
Now four is interesting
because
it can't be Penn State anymore because they lost to Minnesota.
That's right.
Is it still Alabama at four?
No.
I love these boys.
Fordham.
Georgia.
Yeah. Fordham.
Blah.
Ed Orgeron was on Golic and Wingo talking
what
about
is that? Means he has a speech impediment?
Who?
No.
Oh, he has a gravelly voice.
It's the voice of all voices. This is him talking about what LSU went to the state of Alabama.
Very heartfelt. It meant a lot to him. The governor, his wife, and his daughter was waiting for us at the bottom of the stairs when we got off the plane. There were thousands of people lined up on the street. It was like Mardi Gras here in Baton Rouge, man. It was just a wonderful night. I'm so glad for the people of the state of Louisiana.
And obviously, I'm at the state of Louisiana, not the state of Alabama.
I like the French fried potatoes.
I like them French fried taters.
You're too young a boy.
Nadon, this is really it. I don't get enough credit for this.
Some call it a Kaiser blade. I call it a sling blade.
I like them French fried taters.
Hurts though.
Great movie.
Oh, it's so sad.
Have you ever seen Billy Bob Thornton look the same in any given movie? He is a completely different human being in every movie he's ever been.
Just of hair pieces.
No, I just think he's just that kind of guy.
Billy Bob's tremendous.
Greatest interview I ever did.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you interview him again? Sirius?
He was at Sirius XM wandering the halls with no one to interview him.
For the record, that is Sirius in a
nutshell. That it is. It's amazing.
Like, there are interviews that we can't get at Hot 97. All right, we're doing a morning show. We're top five in every demo always, speaking in New York City. We cannot get certain actors. They just won't come do a random radio hit, even though it's at Hot 97. They're going on shows at Sirius that may have seven listeners, but they're in the building already.
Right.
So when they're there, they're wandering around.
They're wandering around. So my brother calls me in the morning and says, listen, Billy Bob Thornton is here. I know you're a fan. He's about to leave because there's nobody here to interview
Where
him.
Are you?
I'm home.
In Jersey? So, you were by Clixies?
Yeah. So I get in the car. I haul in there. And 45 minutes.
Wait, hold on.
Commercial free, 45 minutes.
What were you interviewing him for? For Jollies?
Yeah, where did this air?
Whatever, this was 09 maybe, so this was 08. So whatever movie was out.
No, but what channel?
What were you interviewing him for? The content was going where?
They were going to put it somewhere. I mean, they got a million channels, so they were going to probably put it on a bunch of different vehicles.
So there's a chance that this never aired. I'd say right now there's a good chance.
I would bet there's no way
this aired. This was a CD. I've got the CD at home.
I want to air it.
You were not a Sirius XM talent.
No, I was.
Doing what?
I did NHL Live for them. I filled in for Bob Papa on an NFL morning show.
So they told
wasn't working that day.
So some people were tuning in Sunday morning. They're like, big week here, week 15 in the NFL. And before we get to the Raiders-Titans talk, Don LaGreca sits down for 45 minutes with Billy Bob Thornton.
Now, did you ask him about his vial of blood that he gave to Angelina Jolie when they were
I may
him?
Have.
Yeah.
Oh, the bottle?
Yeah, a little vial of blood she wore on her neck.
It's 45 minutes, commercial free.
Talk about the Kevorka. Unreal.
He said afterward, he's like, I'd never been involved in anything like that. Usually when I do interviews, they're like 5-10 minutes. He's like, this was great.
He probably hated you.
That was right after. So what year is that? Bears Colts Super Bowl.
2008.
Yeah. So, because I remember he was
2009?
In the end zone. 06. So yeah. 06? What was the movie in 06 that was coming out? And then we were just talking about that. It was great. I was doing porn. But look at him in Sling Blade. Does he look like he does in Armageddon?
No, he always looks different. You know what my, we'll move on before Michael yells at us. My favorite vehicle for Billy Bob, Primary Colors.
He was good in that.
He I like pushing tin.
He could have been promoting Bad News Bears.
Yeah, that's probably it.
2005.
That was a big enough movie. He's probably making the rounds.
Can I?
Oh, what about Mr. Woodcock? He did that in 2007.
I'm going to need a drop. Can I get back to the college football playoffs?
Do whatever you want.
Sure. Why? You want to dig in more on college football?
Yeah, because I was listening to Humpty, Canty, and Rothy driving in.
As you're known to do.
And, you know, Chris, and I think he's right, was saying Alabama's going to be in the playoffs.
Of course they are. They're five
because
right now.
Somebody's going to like play each other and lose, and they're five. And, but his argument was there's not another team. There's not four teams better than Alabama. And that might be the case. My reply would be, but you got to play the games. So if they end up losing three games and they're a great team, they still get in because they're Alabama? I'm sorry, you lost a game.
Well, they can't afford to lose another one. But if they win out, they're still going to be in the champion in the playoff.
Well,
I mean, who are you going to put in there? Let's say Minnesota goes undefeated. And Alabama only loses one game the rest of the way.
But LSU and Georgia would play in the SEC championship.
Right. But I don't like the argument, well, they're the best team, they should be in there. But you have to win games.
The only best team is the team that wins the games.
Right. So if Minnesota goes undefeated and Alabama has one win, Minnesota shouldn't be in ahead of Alabama, even though they're
I agree with
you,
but you know how it's going to end up working out. Now, as he said, that LSU is going to play.
LSU and Georgia will play.
So that's one.
Right.
And
that's
then
it.
Let's say Oregon goes undefeated, and his point was that the Pac-10 is a terrible conference. And maybe it is, but they do play the games. Is Pac-12 now?
Yeah.
Oregon has a loss.
They lost to Auburn early, the first game of the season, I think.
And it was a great game. So if they win out and Alabama wins out, that's
then the nod goes to Alabama.
But if Minnesota ends up winning the Big Ten, do they not go? And Alabama has one win because they're the better team? But I'm sorry, they lost.
You make salient points.
Thank you.
But there's not going to be four undefeated teams. So there'll be a team to make it that's got a loss. So if it's Alabama,
there could be LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson could be undefeated.
Right.
Georgia will lose in the SEC championship.
To either, LSU.
Right. And so if Minnesota's undefeated, that's four undefeated teams. You're going to move Alabama ahead of Minnesota?
You might.
They're ahead of them now.
We'll see if that sticks, though.
DeGrom just won the Cy Young.
That's two in a row.
Two in a row.
Congrats to Jacob DeGrom.
You know what? And Michael has been known to hang on the rim.
And Rick DiPietro also added that Minnesota, if they go undefeated, would have beaten Ohio State.
Okay. So that would take Ohio State out of the undefeated. All right.
Thank you, Rick.
Michael has made some major statements in his career that he's hung on the rim for, and rightly so. I think him coming on the air the day after DeGrom made his debut.
I wish we had the tape.
And said, this kid's going to be great. Well, after one game. Remember, the Mets called him up. He wasn't known as the man. He wasn't the future. First it was Wheeler, then it was Harvey. They liked DeGrom, but DeGrom wasn't considered to be like their best pitching prospect. Pitches a great like six innings against the Yankees. A game I believe the Yankees won 1-0 at Citi Field. And it was either the next day or that Monday, because I forget if that was a Friday. It was probably a Friday game. Michael goes on the air before his next start, Peter, and says, this kid's going to be great. That has to surpass, his claim to fame about Eli, him asking the question to Eli whether he's a lead or not. I mean, there's a lot of people that have made statements. For Michael to be able to pick that out is one of the like singular moments. I'm being serious here because nobody could
have. Well, he said he's going to be great. He didn't go.
No, but Peter,
multiple
he made one start, and I'm telling you, he was not a highly touted prospect. He was pretty good, but he was not looked upon as somebody that was like the future of the Mets, the way Wheeler was when they got him from San Francisco, and certainly Harvey when he made his debut. He pitched six really good innings against the Yankees, and Michael's touting the guy, and then you fast forward a few years later, he's won back-to-back Cy Young Awards.
I'm very bright.
I mean, come on, give the guy his due here.
I don't want to give him
a
baseball savant.
Why wouldn't you give me the due?
You just finished outlining yourself, Don. He's got tons of money. His name, well, they named the show twice. Fine, it's called the Michael K. Michael K. Show.
I just think that in a world where...
In a world.
People get credit, like hang on the rim about just how amazing you are, or having to apologize for being completely wrong. What is so wrong when the guy actually predicts something that's pretty out there?
So there's the fact,
and
there's
sees
facts,
something.
Jack. Bye. I saw it.
Good for you.
That's why I told you, and you laugh at me. I'd be an unbelievable GM.
No, this is where he blows it because now he gets a little too conceited. Now, but I just think that he deserves his due for that.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for remembering that. I wish that Andrew, being a good producer, could dig up when I said that.
Wow. Okay. Now you're attacking Andrew.
I think it was more than six innings that game.
Last night,
I'll look it up.
Last night, we saw the biggest upset that we will see in college basketball the entire season.
Unbelievable. Why do you come out and say that?
Evansville beats Kentucky.
25-point underdog.
Let's hear the call from Purple Aces Radio.
Throws it into Maxie with 5 seconds. Maxie with 4, 3 seconds. Elevates on a 3. It's an air ball.
Wow.
And the Aces have gone the road to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and stunned the number one Wildcats 67-64. They shot college basketball on this Tuesday night. What a win for Coach McCarty's return to Kentucky. Yes!
I think
that's a good call.
No, it's a huge opportunity missed.
Why? Should he be screaming like a banshee?
Yes.
The youngster
was trying to act like a pro, and I respect it. But in that, Don, that was the moment to have a call that people are playing all over the country. He tried to play it a little too cool.
He played it in New York.
You know what?
But as a favor. Because Andrew listened to it. I'm telling you right now, Andrew's gut reaction was, oh, man, do you want to play this? And we listened to it and said, all right.
Yeah, that's to get the radio and TV columnists to say, you know, great job not going over the top and then missing a complete viral moment that everybody would be playing everywhere in the country.
And he almost had to hold back. The last words he said was simply, I might need to drop him. I'm just going, yes. I mean, at the end, it was the most uncelebratory yes I've ever heard.
Totally pro.
Yes.
Man, what does that get you?
I bet you he ends up, maybe Purple Aces Radio is professional. Maybe
it's not
college.
I'm pretty sure. Andrew, you think that's the college station, correct?
I have no idea what
you
the
do.
Person
okay,
he said Aces he's, network is.
You do, how dare you?
I'm sure the guy wants to do this professionally for a living, make a lot of money. I'm sure that's the case.
Throws it into Maxie with 5 seconds. Maxie with 4, 3 seconds. Elevates on a 3. It's an air ball.
Yeah, he got stepped on.
The Aces have gone the road to Rupp Arena in Lexington,
Listen
Kentucky,
to the yes at the end.
And stunned the number one Wildcats 67-64.
They
shot college basketball on this Tuesday night. What a win for Coach McCarty's return to Kentucky. Yes!
I love it.
Yes! I got more excited for the Rangers winning in overtime last night.
Oh, let's hear that call.
Just a random game in November.
But it was a big goal. It was a big winner for the kid, am I right?
I don't know where the call is.
RJ have the call.
Centering pass goes through Kako. Leaves it back for Fox. Here comes Fox with Kako and Buchnevich on a 3-on-2. Fox at the far boards. Fox between the circles. Fox gets the tip in front by Kako, who scores!
Oh, now that's a call. That's
Kako,
a professional.
Kako
that's
in overtime. And the Rangers win 3-2.
It's still a fun moment. I'm just trying to, it was exciting. And regardless of the upset, that's an exciting moment, an exciting game. Just give it its due. I think
he gave it his due. No, I thought he was great.
I think he could have given more.
He had the ability to, and he did. You won't ever rip anyone. Every broadcaster deserves to be treated like they won the Marconi.
Well, there was one broadcaster recently that I thought did a terrible job, and I was told not to say it, so.
Interesting. Who was it?
I'm not going to say.
That fateful day for Michael, by the way, was May 15th, 2014. DeGrom, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. So certainly something that wasn't that extraordinary, but Michael saw something.
Let's hear from Kentucky head coach and former Boston Celtic, Walter McCarty, where this moment ranks.
This is at the top, to be able to come back home and play against the number one team in the country.
Sorry,
and,
this is
be able to perform
Evansville's coach.
The way that we did.
Who played for Kentucky,
matches this other than winning the national championship, you know, from a basketball standpoint. So it's awesome, man, to be able to come in here and play on this type of stage and to bring this group in here and to be able to do that. It's just awesome, and then getting better than that.
And of course, McCarty was a star at Kentucky, went on to the Celtics, and now he's coaching Evansville.
He also played for the Knicks, Boston boy, okay?
For how long? A cup of coffee?
A couple of days. He played for the a couple of years.
I do not remember McCarty.
Patrick Ewing texted him right after the game, and he was on the bus with his team. They were driving back to Evansville, and he said, everybody quiet, because everybody was raucous. And he put his cell phone on speaker, and Charles Barkley congratulated them and said hard work pays off, and the kids were just amazed that Walter McCarty knew Charles Barkley. These are the kind of things that should be in ENN without me having
to
link.
He was on the Knicks for 35 games. He was on the Celtics for 7 years.
But I do think you have to give the token he played for the Knicks more in New York.
I don't know if you realize it. The show is in New York.
That's fair. He played 35 games.
All Redskins all the time.
For the Knicks in 96-97, then played 7 straight years in Boston. But you're right, I'm a bad guy.
I actually believe, was he drafted by the Knicks or was he drafted by the Celtics?
No, Knicks.
All right, so he's a Nick.
Nick for life.
As they say at the Garden, once a Nick, always a Nick.
Now, by the way, to Don's point earlier about Billy Bob Thornton always looking different.
Yeah.
If you type in the name, let me see what the Google search was. I typed in Billy Bob Thornton filmography on Google. And then on the right, a bunch of pictures popped up. And I clicked the pictures. On the same row of pictures, in one picture, he looks exactly like Trey Wingo. The other end of the row looks like Chance the Rapper. I'm not kidding. It's the same person.
Is he wearing a three hat?
Look, tell me in this picture it doesn't look like Chance the Rapper right here.
I got to find this. Hold on.
Let's do that hockey.
Yeah.
You got to see it.
That's a problem.
He looks like Chance. Billy Bob
Thornton,
he can look like anyone.
That's a problem.
No, it's not a problem.
It's good for an actor.
Eric Reed, former teammate of Colin Kaepernick, says he has a lot of doubts about this workout that Colin Kaepernick has been offered by the NFL this weekend. Here's Eric Reed.
It feels like the same play from the NFL. It feels disingenuous. They told Colin that he has the opportunity and that the league will send representatives from his team, but it's a Saturday before a game. Teams are traveling on Saturdays. What head coach or GM is going to be able to make this trip? But as far as I know, Colin's going to be there, and he's going to perform because I know he's ready.
Here's Stephen A. Smith.
I've been told that Colin Kaepernick, he'd have to throw the ball into the stands and play like complete garbage or run his mouth incessantly, whether it be via Instagram, Twitter, or whatever. Really, really speaking out, being vigilant, rebellious or whatever the case may be, in order for him not to have a job in the NFL within the next week or two.
I don't see it.
You think he's going to have the tryout? Nothing's going to happen.
Also, there's a chance he might not look good. He hasn't played in a long time. I don't care if he trained forever. He hasn't played in three years.
But think about what these workouts look like. He's not working out with other players coming after him.
I get it.
You think he's not going to look like he can make a team?
First, isn't he 32?
31? 32?
Also, can I give Stephen A. a little love?
Sure.
He now hosts Wednesday Sports Center.
I've heard that.
Up 10% in viewership since he took over.
Wow.
So there's the facts. There's your facts, Jack.
Yeah.
By 10%. He's a moneymaker.
All you do is put Stephen A. on TV and think good things happen.
It should be Stephen A. ESPN.
Kaepernick turned 32 on the 3rd of November.
So I was right.
32.
Just like I was with DeGrom.
You're very, very good. There's no doubt about it. And last thing, Kristaps Porzingis was asked about coming back to play the Knicks and about if he's seen comments about him from Knicks fans.
Yeah, it's hard not to see it. It's hard not to see it. But it is what it is, you know. It's everybody can say their opinion on social media, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to read it all if you don't want to, or you don't have to pay attention to it. So sometimes I see it, sometimes I don't look at it. It is what it is, you know. I understand where they're coming from, you know. So it's normal.
If he dies, he dies.
Can I tell you one thing about every single basketball actuality that we play? It's unusable.
Well,
why don't they take them somewhere where people aren't bouncing balls? It sounds awful. You can't take them to a side room? Am I right, Don?
But it happens in every sport. When we interview the coach before the game in hockey,
yeah,
it's always right next to where they sharpen the blades. So you hear... It happens every sport.
Can I have a drop for that, please? Because that's something that's usable, I think.
There was something earlier, too, that you said during ENN.
Which was what?
Something that sounded crude. Anyways, that'll do it for ENN.
Never the way I would describe you as crude. You're a lot of things, Mike.
No.
Crude,
no.
I'm crude off the air.
Bro.
Never on the air.
Wow, I'm glad you admitted that.
Oh, yeah. Two different people. Michael Kasha on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. Also, the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. All right, we're going to take phone calls right up till 7. Then we have a full-on Han.
See? It sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and boy, he's got a lot to talk about. All good about the Knicks. Big performance last night against the Bulls.
Hey, it was tied at 85 going to the fourth.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a four-quarter game. Kay LeGreco-Rosenberg and you right here on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.